But we didn't have a regular granary house. No, we just put it wherever we could because we just always stored it in the head, principally, you know. And if we had anything like that we needed to store, we'd put it in barrels or something like that, you know, like peas and junk like that we wanted to keep the rats out of, you know.
Well, you said that you had the loft and you take a pitchfork and throw the hay out.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever see it stored just outside the? How'd they do that?
Well, there's a lot of them. I've seen a lot of it stored. They dig them, take a post hole digger and dig a hole in the ground and put them a post in the ground, a center post, or that is a post. And they just go to hole and stack it around that post. Just stack it, tromp it around that post and stack it slap up as high as they wanted it and tromp it just good and tight and usually have a stack about or wide, a little wider or wider in this room here, you know. And just a round stack of it, stack it up to that post and just try to cap it off kind of rooftop fashion, you know, at the top. And it would shed water pretty good. And a lot of them would just let the cattle go in there and eat off that stack. Some of them would because they waste a lot, and a lot of them would go there and haul it off that stack, you know, and haul to them. There's a lot of hay was stored like that.
Did they ever make those, what'd you call something like that, just a stack?
Oh, I just called it a haystack. That's what they call them, haystack.
Did they ever put those in the barn like that, stored in the log or in the barn?
No, they'd always just stored in there loose. Just loose, needed packed down just real tight, you know, in that barn. And we had a terrible crude way of making hay when I first married and up till a long time. You had to take your sorghum seed or whatever you're going to make hay out of, and you'd go out there and sow it and broadcast. You'd sow it broadcast, you know what I'm talking about, broadcast. Just plow it under with a turning plow, you know, and hair it off kind of level. And then I can even remember when I was just a kid, my daddy used to cut his hay. He didn't even have a mowing machine. He had to cut it with a hand sickle. Take a thing in his hand and just a blade and just whack it down, you know, just go all over the whole patch and cut every bit of the hay down and let it dry and hold it in with a pitchfork and a wagon.
What did he sharpen that thing with to keep it so he cut it?
File or a emery, something like that, if he had a grindstone. Or, you know, they used to have they used to sharpen nearly everything with a grindstone. You know what a grindstone is, you know, turn it, a handle on it and turn it and put your blade on top of it. That's where they sharpen the axes and everything. Most of the grind, they hardly ever sharpen things with files. When I was a young man, it used a grindstone, because I used to have to turn that grindstone. The reason I know so much about it, I have to turn the handle from the sharpen the tools on.
Did they have something like that in the kitchen to sharpen little kitchen knives and things?
Back then? I don't know.
What did you sharpen your pocket knife then?
Well, ever since I can remember, we usually had some kind of a little rock that you could sharpen your pocket knife, a sharpening rock. Then you just rub the blade on, you know, and put a bevel on it, you know, and sharpen. That's what they still have them, you know. They still have them. A lot of people carry them around in their pocket now to sharpen the knife on those rocks. And as I say, though, about that hay, then we finally got to where we had to cut it with a mowing machine. We finally got to where we had these horse mowers, you know, that you'd cut hay with. And you had to, and then didn't have rakes. We had to make homemade rakes to rake it with. Finally got rakes, a little later on they got rakes, but I can remember when we had to cut it with a mowing machine and rake it with a wooden rake. Cut out a big piece of timber and bore holes in it and stick pegs in it and put some handles in the back of that timber and put a team to it, and somebody would go along behind and hold them handles and rake that hay. And when they'd get the thing full of hay, they'd have to lift it up, lift that heavy thing up over the hay, you know, and then go there with the wagons and pitchforks and haul it in. It is quite a job to put up hay, I guarantee you. It is a man's job.
When you cut it like that, you know, when you used the sickle or whatever, or the mower machine, did they rake it into small piles or what? Did you
rake it into small piles if they had something to rake it with, and then take the pitchforks and throw it in your wagon and hold it to the barn?
Did they call those small piles anything? Did they have a name for them or anything?
Windrow.